How do two CPU complexes, CCX, talk to each other to version of hypertransport, correct?
Well, again, this is a summit-rich statement, I assume. So when we have two CCXs in a summit ridge, even if we only had one, there's a data fabric that connects us to memory and the other parts of the SoC. And so when we have two complexes, we do have to go through that data fabric to get over to the other complex. It's not through hypertransport. It's an internal, internal buses at that point. But it's not a direct connection between the two CCXs. They actually go, it does go through the data fabric.
Okay. And is that a coherent?
It's coherent.
Yeah. All right. 5 minutes to go here. Going back to the L3 cache, just to clarify, can a core address L3 cache of a neighboring CPU complex?
Right. So, yeah, that seems to be an interesting one. Yeah. I mean, it can, but not directly. Again, the two complexes, they have to access each other by going through the data fabric that both connects them to memory and also connects them to each other. So we certainly will get data out of the other complex, but it won't have to be probed out and then sent over to the requesting complex.
Excellent. Okay, well, that concludes the time that we had set aside today to talk to you about the presentation being given later today by Mike at Hot Chips here in California. Thank you again for joining the call. And as I said, we will follow up the best we can in terms of answering questions that we did not get to. Thank you again for your time. We look forward to talking to you in the very near future about the SoC products as we get closer to 2017. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks.